USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Evacuations being ordered near a Virginia dam that's in danger of failing. Officials warning people downstream from the College Lake Dam in Lynchburg to get to higher ground.
This is a stage three, is what it's called, and that is that the dam failure is imminent. So they are extremely concerned in monitoring this.
That is heard on WFXR-TV in nearby Roanoke. If the dam was to break, officials say Lynchburg could be under 17 feet of water in a matter of just a few minutes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accusing North Korea's Kim Jong-un of breaking promises he made to President Trump at their summit. After reports the North is still developing missiles and missile fuel, Pompeo says Kim had agreed to denuclearize, but the North is now acting, in his words, inconsistent with agreements made at the summit. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The government's July jobs report misses expectations of analysts who were expecting to see 190,000 jobs created in July. The Labor Department says 157,000 non-farm jobs were added. Mixed messages again from the Trump administration when it comes to Russian meddling in U.S. elections. At the White House yesterday, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said Russia was involved in meddling in the 2016 presidential election. And he added,
"We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States."
Hours later, at a campaign-style rally in Pennsylvania, President Trump focused on how well he got along when he met with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, adding,
"Now we're being hindered by the Russian hoax. It's a hoax, okay?"
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Donald Trump Jr. comparing Democrats to Nazis. The president's eldest son attending the premiere of a new documentary by conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza. And after the movie last night, Trump Jr. said the platform of the Democratic National Committee is awfully similar to the Nazi Party's platform of the 1930s. A famous wrestler is now an elected official. Former WWE star Kane just elected mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. His real name, Glenn Jacobs. He defeated his Democratic opponent by a 2-1 margin in yesterday's election. A standoff at a home daycare center near Houston ends, luckily, without injuries. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Officials say a 19-year-old motorist who ran a red light fired shots at pursuing officers and eventually holed up at his grandmother's house, where eight children ages 14 months to 18 years were being cared for. Chief Sheriff's Deputy Edison Tokika.
After our hostage negotiation communications with the suspect, he did surrender peacefully without any injury to the suspect or any officers on the scene.
The suspect had a burglary warrant out for him in Arkansas.
And today, NASA's to introduce astronauts who will make the first space flights on commercial rockets. The first ones will be in space as early as next spring. SpaceX could launch its Crew Dragon rocket with a crew on board in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.